Jim Story.
Hey, how are you?
Working.
Same here. Been busy, huh?
Well, yeah, I'm working on some watches right now. And I'm fixing try to order something. And, well, I'm going to order it from Wallet Go. And just go from there, you know. Hard work.
Do you carry watches in your store?
Yeah.
What,
they
Citizen
don't.
And what's
they don't
that?
Sell like these two because people are using the telephone watches or the cell phone, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm working on them. I'm working on one right here. I'll get about 150 for it, and then she bought a $2,500 chain she wants to wear around her neck.
Oh, nice.
So I'll make some money on that. Just keeping old nose to the grindstone. Stole a ring this morning, had to order, done ordered it. Stole some earrings I got to make, done ordered them.
Wow.
Dealing with Google people.
What do you mean, dealing with Google people?
What the fuck? Y'all don't understand English? Don't call me no more.
Oh.
Raghead. You know? Tired of talking with them, messing with them. When you're busy, you can't tie up your phone jacking with them, you know?
Mm-hmm. I know, and they don't give up. Like, they keep talking even though you tell them no.
Yeah.
They're over in India. It's the middle of the night over there, so.
Yeah, I had one guy tell me he just told him to F off loud as he could and hung up.
You said that to him?
No, that's what he told them. F off.
Surprised you don't do that.
Oh, I wouldn't say a bad word like that.
No?
To the MFers. Yeah. No, I'm just working. Trying to get this watch back in the case and tear another one down, and then I'm going to order a chain from Quality Go.
That'll be a pretty decent chain. I mean, for 25. It's got to be a pretty decent chain if it's 2500, right?
Yeah, it's 24 inch.
Oh, wow. So basically, she doesn't want to take it. Like, unclasp it. She wants to put it on over her head, correct?
Or she may want to unclasp it too. She can do whatever.
Wear it as a belt?
It's what belonged to her daddy. He was a bus driver a few years ago. And
did you know him?
It's a railroad watch is what it is. Hamilton, 992B model. Good son of a gun.
How do you remember all this shit?
And I remember?
Mm-hmm.
I got a brain, girl.
Yeah, but if it's something that you haven't seen in a while.
Oh, these are good ones.
No.
This is the last good pocket watch Hamilton made before they went out of business. This is a Cadillac of them.
Rolex never made pocket watches, right?
Who?
Rolex.
Yeah, they did a year or two way back there.
I was going to say, like, back in the day.
Patti Philippe did, too.
Oh.
Hey, you learn something every day.
Yeah, I do. From you, exactly.
Yeah. Ain't no telling what you could learn from me.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine.
You can only imagine. Yeah. So. Yeah. This kind of stuff, there won't be many people around that can fix them in 20 years.
Oh, probably now there's probably not very many people that can fix them. What are you talking about?
Probably not, huh? Probably not. just old geezers like me. And old Dick may have could have fixed them.
Did you go to watch school?
Yeah. Both, when I went to jewelry school.
No, I knew you went to jewelry school. I didn't know if you went to, like, watch school.
Yeah, I took watches first. And then I took jewelry. And last thing I took was stone setting. That was the last part of the jewelry. You
and
know?
How long were you there? 6 weeks?
Oh, I was there nearly 2 years.
Oh, geez, wow.
Well, I was there from September. I think I was there about 18 months. But you went at your own pace. You know, you did stuff and you could get out. You know, you had projects you had to do. And some of the kids were more into partying, you know, the young ones.
Mm-hmm.
I was into getting out and making money. And, so, here I am. Some of them never made anything, probably. You know?
What was the easiest to you? I mean, the watches have to be super hard because there's so many small components.
Stone setting was easy.
You ever broke a princess or a marquee, something with a point?
Have I ever?
Yeah.
No, I've seen them broke. You know.
So you have a gentle touch, if you will, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to caress them right in there, girl. Yeah, I can get an old one, two, three, four finger discount on that stuff.
So I got a joke for you. You've probably already heard it. So do you know why Santa Claus doesn't have any children?
No.
Because he only comes once a year, and it's usually down a chimney.
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard it. It's been a while.
What?
It's been a while since I heard that one.
Oh, here I thought I was going to get a giggle out of you. I guess not.
I can't remember the corny one, but I can remember the nasty, nasty one. Yeah. So.
You have anybody, any heavy hitters that are going to be looking for some nice diamond studs come holidays?
I hope. I keep up to a carat of weight.
No, I'm talking like GIA if you need.
Oh, I don't know. I keep up to a carat of weight.
Mm-hmm. You going to watch the game tonight or is it not even worth it?
Who is it?
Dallas.
I doubt I'll watch Dallas. I give up on Dallas. Here's a lady need to see me. Holler tomorrow.
All right, bye.